Chad, how are you doing?
Benji, hi, I'm well, and you?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show. Jacob Zuma yesterday released a video of himself saying Zuma won't fall onto Twitter, much to many people's delight, and he hasn't disappointed at all, bringing some fiery testimony to the first day of his state capture hearing.
Well, the video, I think, was a bit of tongue-in-cheek. He was dancing along and impersonating some ladies that had done a similar dance that they said Zuma must fall a couple of months ago. But getting straight to the State Capture Commission of Inquiry today, I think this was more sensationalist than we ever imagined it to be. After the greasy testimony, we were really anticipating Zuma's testimony to be interesting and fascinating, but nobody could prepare themselves for what we heard today. Today we heard stories of spies going back almost 30 years, conspiracies going back 30 years. We had people like former Minister of Rural Affairs, Minister Ramaphosa, outed as a supposed spy, responded by challenging Jacob Zuma to a lie detector test. We then had the former chief of the South African Defence Force, Tipiwe Nyanda, being branded as a member of the Third Force in terms of activities in Swaziland. So there was a lot of deflection today. There was a lot of conspiracy theories that were sprouted today. And it makes one wonder, what are we going to hear the next 4 days until Friday in terms of the testimony? And are we going to get to the root of the state capture that may very well involve former President Zuma?
A lot of people saying that this is Jacob Zuma's strategy, that he's going to try and spin as many yarns as possible in order to get people focusing on the sensationalist stuff and perhaps keep himself out of the spotlight. Do you think that that's the focus, Chad?
One must never forget that Jacob Zuma's career within the ANC, of spending 10 years on Robben Island after being caught and then going into exile, has always been in an intelligence capacity. And the intelligence community is very good at deflection. And that is what we're seeing today. We're seeing an immense amount of deflection. And one of the deflections we're seeing is that he's referring to the entire state capture narrative as being intelligence driven. And he says this didn't start today. This didn't start yesterday. This is a culmination of a conspiracy that stretches back to 1990, almost 30 years ago. And he makes reference to two international actors. We're not sure who he's referring to. It's also be Western intelligence. And then he refers to intelligence structures within South Africa. So three different intelligence agencies, he claims, have been working towards this destabilization program, which has culminated in the so-called state capture narrative for 29 years, which is a bizarre statement to make.
Yeah, absolutely. Are we only going to be seeing Jacob Zuma give testimony this week, or does people get to ask questions as well?
Well, that's what's happened. He started off making a statement to the inquiry in which he stated that he's there voluntarily. He's there to clear up the fact that his name's been dragged through the mud. What's very interesting to note is that his attorneys have instructed advocate Muzi Sekakane to represent him in this particular process. And the same advocate, Muzi Sekakane, is the person that chaired the initial panel of inquiry into the allegations into the so-called SARS rogue unit. So it's very interesting to see Sekakane, who has already been involved in a very controversial commission of inquiry, now appearing here, having taken instructions from President Zuma's attorneys. So the first part of the day was spent with Zuma presenting his statement, where he basically named and shamed various individuals, said he had a list of people that had conspired against him, who are the reason why he's sitting where he's sitting today. And then the latter half of the day, they started to put questions to him. Questions like, did you speak to various director generals that were investigating the Guptas? What was the purpose of those phone calls? So the next couple of days, they're going to start putting questions to him in regards to the investigation that the commission has carried out up until this point, where they need Zuma to answer. And already there's controversy, because already Sekakane, as the advocate instructed by Zuma's attorneys and Zuma's attorneys themselves, are saying that A, they may not have received certain documentation, or B, that they haven't had ample opportunity to be able to assess the documentation, some of which they only received on the 1st of July. So already they're beginning to question the terms of reference of the Commission of Inquiry, as well as documentation that's been submitted to them for which they were going to have to answer to.
Well, certainly is an interesting and fascinating state capture play as usual. Chad will be bringing us the rest of it for the week. We look forward to chatting.
Benji, I look forward to our afternoon chat. It's going to be every afternoon this week, and hopefully I'll be able to summarize as best as possible what's happened in this particular day.
Certainly looking forward to it. Chad Thomas there, Chai FM's very own corruption buster at the State Capture Commission.